I'm called Stanislas Uru San Bernardo. Within the 11 years, South Sudan have achieved something, because when we started during the time of CPA, right after CPA, we took our independence, which was very, very important, because without independence, we could not even talk now about election. So that was the first thing, that we had our own independence, and we are called South Sudanese, South Sudan government. That was very good.
My name is Wilma Nunu Anthony. Our country achieved something a bit not to full, because we as women, we are still suffering because we have children, and there is no any job which you can do also to, which can help you to pay the school fee of children and to take care of the children when the child is sick.
I'm called Anthony Ezekiel Nduko. After the independence, there are some of the things that we have achieved, and also there are things that not yet been achieved, which needs also to double effort or to improve. Like, for instance, after the election, or after our independence, up to now, we don't have a total peace in our country. We don't have a total peace in our country. This is one of the issues which is really very important, so that we need also government to provide the security all over the country.
My name is Martin Zengi. I'm a citizen of South Sudan. Our country is a rich country, but what have destroyed it, there are a few things I know. One is the issue of conflict. War has spoiled our peace in South Sudan. Two is there is poor management of resources. Most of our civilians are suffering, yet there are few people who are enjoying the cuts. Why? These are the people who voted for this country. Some are going hungry, fatigued. Others are even running away because of the conflict. And is this the peace that we wanted from the Khartoum government?
My name is Queen Viola, and as we look forward to the 11th independence of South Sudan, I want to reckon the fact that we haven't done enough in the country. We still have internal communal conflict, often triggered by cattle raiding and land grabbing. What I can say is, let our leaders put aside all differences and give a chance to peace. We want to enjoy the fruits of our parents' struggle. Let all stakeholders work towards a sustainable peace and security. We were born in war, growing up in war, grew up in war. Let us not let our young generation go through the same thing again. We can't die in war.
My name is Ben Kombor, South Sudan after 11 years. Number one, we have gained the independence that we wanted in 2011, but we have liberated ourselves in terms of the country, but there is a more liberation that needed right now. Currently, we are also facing a lot of challenges as a country, economics, crisis in security, plus the issues of global. So are we in where we wanted to be? No. There are more that we should do, and more government need to do. But what is more important is that we I think there is a development, but it's a very slow, very, very slow space.
I'm Nait Agnes Kwani. I am a peace ambassador. What I think about South Sudan is, South Sudanese citizens, we should start to love each other. We should start to live in harmony, in peace. We should stop perceiving each other. To my country leaders, to our country leaders, we are urging you to work on the peace process. All we need for this country is peace. We need peace for the sake of your people. Compromise to bring peace home. The children of this country, the women, the youth, the elderly are dying just because we don't have peace in this country.
My name is Lotius Stephen. I'm very proud to be a South Sudanese. I'm really very much excited with the way the rampant development happening in South Sudan. South Sudan is one of the rapid growing nations, and I'm really very much happy of it, very proud of it. What I will really note is that we need just peace to have more development.
Hello, I'm Joanne Rachel, the Advocacy Coordinator for South Sudan Council of Churches. Today I want to talk about what Independence Day means for me. It is a reminder of the struggles that we have had as a country to bring about peace and dignity for our people. Unfortunately, today we still have a deficit in nationalism and trust among our political leaders. We still have communal violence happening, which is polarized by politics, and it's bringing about a lot of turmoil and pain. Although there is hope among the people, we still need to do more.
My name is Noah Bando. I would like to talk about one of the biggest achievements that South Sudan have achieved so far. As we are clocking 9th July, which is the 11th birth of the Republic of South Sudan, one of the biggest achievements is it tried to restore the peace that collapsed in 2013 and 2016, that a lot of South Sudanese lost their lives, their assets, their loved ones, and the both parties decided to sit down and tackle the root causes of the wars and try to implement the peace agreement in the 2020-2021. And so my message is, let them try to look into economic crisis which is now happening in the Republic of South Sudan.